Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
To make the final selection of the 2022 NFL Draft, please welcome Melanie Salata Fitch of Irrelevant Week.
Keeping the irrelevant tradition going, I'm here with my daughter Alex, third generation of irrelevance, and we've saved the best till last. So we're going to put it all on red, 49er red. There you go. That's who my dad played for, right? That's all right. So the 47th Mr. Irrelevant 2022, with the 262nd pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Brock Purdy, a quarterback from Iowa State. Go Niners!
Go, Brock!
There she is. There she is. Melanie joins us. We're live on Radio Row in Phoenix, downtown Phoenix, Media Row, Papa Lund. And we had you on before, and my favorite part of your interview before was when you called Papa stupid.
She's been doing it all morning. She's called me stupid six times.
And we still let her on the
show. How do you know me so well?
Just kind of rolls off my tongue.
Yeah, it's real easy.
Yeah, rolls. How are you? You have been our most popular guest in the entire season. People love you.
Well, the bar is low. You know?
It is.
Yeah, no kidding.
But the bar is nearby.
We like
so
it.
So the story, we had you on when it was still building, and then he goes and wins a playoff game against Seattle. He beats the Dallas Cowboys. He goes to the NFC Championship game, and then he gets hurt. And it's so great to be here, but you'd like to have Brock and the 49ers here. So just what are your thoughts? I mean, it's great to be here and be telling his story, but how much better would it have been if Brock was quarterbacking as a rookie in the Super Bowl after winning your Mr. Irrelevant Lozman Trophy?
Wait, you mean the Niners aren't here?
Well, I'm here. I saw John Lynch.
Wait, I saw you guys here.
Yeah, I know. I got my Niner cufflinks.
Oh, those are nice cufflinks.
I'm dressed for the game. But
impressive.
Now we lost that game. And you see, he hurt his elbow.
You hear the sarcasm in here,
boys. Were you?
Wait a minute.
What were you thinking when he hurt his elbow, Melanie?
Told me to be on my best behavior. This is my best.
I know. It's nice.
Your best behavior is low bar.
I know.
I know.
So what did you think when he got hurt?
I thought that's
Sunday.
A Tommy John injury.
What? And you knew right away?
And he's a quarterback. Come on.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate because his rise and his path that he's taken has been so stupendous. You know, we've been excited about it because he was Mr. Irrelevant to us, but he really became relevant to the team. And the Super Bowl is a whole nother game, you know. For the Niners to even make it to the Super Bowl would have been a long shot. But to get to the championship game, and he stayed poised. Like you said, I talked to you quite a while ago. So he's been through more games and did really well. Stay poised. Didn't really get any true interceptions, in my view. You know, some pop-ups that, you know, bounce off a guy's numbers and things like that.
Yeah, Juwan Jennings and the one to Ayuk down the sideline.
Yeah, I'm not going to name any names, but Ayuk.
Yeah, I will. That's my job. That's my job.
Okay, we've got it going here. So we're excited for him. He's from Phoenix, so
yeah.
He's around, but he's recovering. He hasn't been operated on yet, but he was just really one of our top Mr. Irrelevants to get to celebrate.
All time.
Of all the
Ryan,
all time.
Ryan Succop is no longer.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, didn't he already pass Ryan Succop? I mean, does he have to do more to be number one?
No more.
Win the Super Bowl.
Ryan Succop was the first one to actually score in a Super Bowl.
Yeah, with Kansas City.
We had Marty Moore played in a Super Bowl for the
Patriots. Yeah.
Right.
But
you got to replace a kicker. I mean, you just don't want to have a kicker as Mr. Irrelevant.
Come
no offense.
On. That was the highlight of Suckup's whole life, was that he was featured during a whole week. A kicker that they thought was special? Come on.
No, I'm just kidding.
Mr. Irrelevant Kickers is such a suck-up.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
So Brock is in Arizona. So he's not going to have the surgery this week. It's going to be next week. So might we see him here at some point leading
he's
up
kind
to
of
the game?
He's laying low.
Yeah.
You might see him. He's as far as I know, he's not going to the game. I think he's up for like
offensive rookie of the year.
Of the year. So
is he going to that dinner on Thursday night?
I think
night?
He's going to honors. Yeah.
Oh, is he? Nice.
And he's going to go see the golf tournament just on the sidelines.
Waste management.
That thing waste management.
We're going tomorrow.
He better be careful because that gets wild. That's the only golf tournament that gets wild. So he better be careful.
And that's why you guys are going.
Yeah. We're going.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
You're not going to be there?
You're not going to.
Seems like you could hang well there.
I'm going to be there Friday.
Oh, yeah. That's the day to be there. It's incredible.
Are you guys going Friday?
I'm going tomorrow, I believe. We'll see how it goes.
Okay, when the golfer makes it in the cup, you don't go.
Touchdown! No, don't do that.
No.
What do I do?
It's in the hole. Whisper or no talking is. Yeah.
Oh, you can yell on that one. They let you. No. They go crazy.
Yeah, this is a different tournament.
That's
they
the only
yell
one.
I think I may have to warn these guys that you're
I'm
coming.
I'm telling
tomorrow.
You. Especially hole 16. Hole 16. It's get in the hole. Everyone's using their mind. Beers are flying. It's just, that's my kind of golf tournament.
It could be like an irrelevant golf tournament.
It totally could.
Where you scream
do
at
that.
It instead of
you
the.
You should. That's a good idea.
That works for us.
Mimic that thing. It's good.
So you're quite the popular lady.
I am.
Media row or radio row. Oh.
Well,
so you before you came and joined us, you were on with NBC.
Yes.
So the Brock Purdy story caught on. It'd be greater if he was here for the game.
Yeah.
But has this been the most, interviews you've had to do in a year after a Mr. Irrelevant since Brock became America's darling?
Yes.
You're probably more in demand than ever.
Yes,
right?
I'm the irrelevant darling now.
Is that the way we're calling you?
I'm the Miss Irrelevant. Yeah, well, it's on fire. It's such a great story, and he deserves it. He's accomplished, but yeah, there's a lot of support for Irrelevant Week now. There's always been support, but people want to get on board. They like the idea of celebrating the underdog, and it's not a Rudy story, but it's like a Rudy story where he did come through in the end. So we like that we get to celebrate him. We like that we've been able to talk about it.
And tell the story of your dad and how this all started, who was a 49er wide receiver.
Just happened to be a 49er.
Wow.
Go Niners! Right?
Scored the first touchdown in the NFL history of the Niners, the last in the All-American Conference. Your dad was a good player.
Yes, he was. He was a receiver.
Yeah.
And he had played at SC and then went to the Niners. He always loved the Niners and continued to support the team afterwards, the Niners. But he played at Kezar. We have a little piece of Kezar that we have at our house, a little piece of wood.
I've heard some legendary stories about Kezar. Kezar was rough, huh?
Yeah.
The crowd was rough.
I know I have white hair, but I'm not that
well,
old.
You weren't. You didn't see your dad play at all?
No. Not that I remember.
She's gonna lie about that.
I was little.
Yeah. You didn't go to any of his games at all?
No. Not that I was. Yeah. I was zero.
Exactly. That's kind of hard.
I was zero. That was
1950. It was a ways ago.
Yeah.
Ways
that
ago.
Was a while ago. Yeah. But he was like with Y.A. Tittle and
right. Frankie Albert. And those guys. Yeah.
And so we were able to, come back. I was able to meet those people afterwards because the alumni stuck together, and it's fun to see those Niners. At the Niners, his roommate was Clay Matthews, and so then Clay Matthews Jr. Mm-hmm. was a friend of mine at USC, and then Trey Matthews the third is Trey Matthews. Yeah. So they've got a long
Matthews family goes on.
Matthews,
Hall of Famer.
Yeah, that's royalty at USC. Yeah. Absolutely.
And Hall of Famer in different positions, But we really like the Niners. It'd be nice if you guys could arrange for Mr. Irrelevant to be a Niner again next year.
Not going anywhere. He's under contract.
Yeah,
he's not going.
No, I mean for the selection to be next year.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you want him to pick the last pick in the draft?
Can you work on that?
Well, yeah. I work so well.
We got power.
What I said was, John Lynch is here. Yes. We should take all of our draft picks and trade back to get the last pick in the draft.
That's an
instead
good
of trading
idea.
Up.
No, I like that.
We trade back.
That's my. That's it, that.
Make
idea.
Sure we have the last pick in the draft.
Well, once you have the kind of success that Brock had, it's like you probably do want that pick.
Absolutely.
But I mean,
Paul Salata started.
Right.
We got to keep it going.
But I mean, this was the biggest. This was the biggest story in the NFL for probably the last, month of the season, what Brock was doing.
DeMar Hamlin, certainly at the end.
Yeah, Hamlin was in there. But, I mean, so for you guys, and this is what we were just talking about, it was really cool and we had you on and everything, but as this story kind of mushroomed and got just huge, what was that like for you guys?
She's America's darling.
Right.
There you go. Well, it just had us feel like we'd completed a task. I mean, we finally, it's something came to volition that we've always tried to be doing the 47 years of Irrelevant Week. He really did make it. We cheer him on and we hope that he does it. But this Mr. Irrelevant really did do it. He accomplished. He played in all these games. And he even was doing well until he was hurt.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
So it wasn't like
he was 4-for-4, and he played with a torn UCL.
Right,
and there was a good game plan, man. He might have been he was.
And the one thing about him, and you got to know it before he became, Brock Purdy, the quarterback who went undefeated until the championship game. He rolled with the whole thing you were doing. I'm sure you've had guys that really Mr. Irrelevant on the last pick in the draft. Would have been better not to be drafted and signed as a free agent. Brock just kind of embraced it all, didn't he?
Oh yeah, no, he was great. And you're right. Over the years that we've been doing this, they have different personalities and are coming from different mindsets. So
right.
Brock was definitely, even if he hadn't accomplished all that he has, was one of our top Mr. Irrelevants. He really had fun. He liked it as we brought his family out too. They had fun. We move him around. We do kind of silly stuff with him too. And he was very agreeable to do that. We're all volunteers. So we like when our work is paid off, or so to speak. And
right.
So he was a great guy. He we he actually is talking about coming back this next year to kind of pass the baton.
Is he going to do that?
Pass
wow.
the, yeah.
Well, I think like the Oscars do.
They, yeah, yeah, yeah. The man of the year.
Best actor passes it
there
on to
go.
The next one.
Yeah, well,
that's
it's
cool.
It's the Lozman.
The Lozman,
the Lozman trophy.
Trophy.
He'll pass his Lozman on to.
Oh, my gosh. That's
you
hilarious.
Know, so the, yeah, who's lower than lower than.
How low can you go?
We that's talked cool. to a player last night that was on Kansas City, I think. Oh, shoot. And we were doing interviews with the players last night saying now that Brock Purdy's not in the Super Bowl, who is Mr. Irrelevant that's going to be playing
Isaiah
in the Super Bowl?
Isaiah Pacheco.
Is
the running back.
He was
that's
picked.
He was a seventh round
yeah,
pick. He was number
maybe?
251.
Oh, okay, there you go. Yeah, he's the one. Yeah, he was 11 away from the end. He's good, too.
Or how about that cornerback? They had Jalen Watson. He was picked 243.
Okay, so
they had
two guys.
Seventh round picks
yeah,
to start on
deep.
Isaiah Pacheco may lead the yeah, Super Bowl
good.
In
right?
rushing. Is that who you're talking about?
Number 10. He's good.
You guys
Isaiah
gonna,
Pacheco, number 10. Yeah.
That's
you guys,
what we do.
Yeah.
Give you information.
Well, we like our guys. They were not Mr. Irrelevant. They were close, but they weren't yeah. 262 of 262.
The 49ers had like four picks at the end of the draft last
yeah,
year.
Yeah, last year.
Got
yeah,
got
yeah.
them this year too. We got some seventh
yeah.
rounders.
Yeah, we don't like first second nah, rounders. They're not.
We don't
good.
Need them.
But we like third. We like his fifth rounders.
Yeah,
the fifth rounder is key.
George,
that's some of our best
yeah,
players. George Kittle, Dre Greenlaw.
George Kittle is great.
He's yeah. a hoot.
If
he?
That guy, he should be our main speaker at Irrelevant Week. He could cover the
oh
whole
my
banquet.
God. Yeah, without question.
No one else would get in a word after
that.
Yeah. Be a problem.
But is he stupid?
No.
No. I'm stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
George
is
oh, yeah.
smart.
Getting him confused.
Oh, yeah.
Melody Salata Fitch is joining us at Irrelevant Week. Brock Purdy, who is from Arizona, but he's going to be laying low, but he is going to go to the honors, so Melanie tells us on Thursday.
Offensive rookie of the year.
Thank you so much. It's great to see you. It
Thank
was great
you.
To have you on again, but it's finally great to see you. So.
Thank
Are we
going
to see you at dinner tonight?
I look forward to it.
Very good.
We'll share some vino.
Okay.
All right.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.